Hey everybody.
Hey everybody.
You are currently on the internet listening to processstories.com.
Oh, what a crazy day. Great day.
From Long Island City, New York.
Another day of irascible solitude.
With your host, L.I.C. Rhino.
Don't even know if I used that word correctly. Irascible. Where did that come from?
Of the band, Amateur Blonde, music.com. This is show number 7. Today is Wednesday, January 27, 2021.
Yeah, that's the word I wanted. That's it. Irascible. I-R-A-S-C-I-B-L-E. Irascible. Having or showing a tendency to be easily angered. Maybe that wasn't the word I wanted. I haven't been crabby. Maybe I might be crabby now because I'm tired. But I have had one of those really productive days where... So I decided a few days back that I'm going to revisit and re-record No Worries 2. Version 2. Rock version of it. And I've listened to the 2015 recording I made of it, and there's a reason I never put it out, because there's something about it that didn't work for me, and it's just had a bunch of extra parts that weren't speaking, for lack of a better word. They weren't saying anything. They were just kind of cruising along. I think it's because the original song I wrote was just meant for like being played on acoustic guitar by itself in like a room for like 10 people. Anyway, so I kind of just like etch-a-sketched the whole thing and just like sat down with the guitar earlier today around lunchtime, and I set up a camera because I'm doing this now. So I set up a camera on myself, working on a new song, and I had a kind of a sketch that I had done onto my phone, like walking, I had a sketch that I'd done on my phone while listening to the track, singing, just like coming off the top of my head, just singing whatever came into my head, not words, but more like just like sounds. And then I sat down with the acoustic guitar, and the goal I had was like, okay, I'm going to listen to what I did with those sounds, and I'm going to try to write a part, I'm going to try to write around it, and defend it, make it a part, fold it into the new song. And boy, did that work out really well. The video might not show it because I'm kind of just like thinking about it, but when the second I was done, I was like, yes, yes. This is going to be take 3 on the demo. Still haven't gotten nearly close to it.
And I realized that even with when I was just playing around with it, I skipped a verse. I skipped a whole verse.
Take 3 on the demo marker.
So I immediately was like, okay, keep rolling here with this. After I finished like a rough demo, I did 7 different weird passes at it, and only a couple of them kind of really made sense. I decided that's it. We're going to track this. And so I went over to my rehearsal space where is also my studio. Room inside a building. 10 by 12 feet. Square. Little spot. That I've been slowly rigging up all summer. All last year to handle some lighting. I can hang lighting in there now so I can really do a lot more film stuff in there, and I set up knowing the kind of song drums I was gonna need, and knowing that the original song from 2015 was done to a click, and so that if I put any new parts to a song, I could play the drums on them and it would fold right into the old version. I set up the drums and I set up the mics.
Of all the things you planned, never done,
D. So D and F sharp D. Okay. Here we go.
And I set up a stop motion camera, and I was just rocking out to Alistair's record, Pathless Land, which I recommend, and I was rocking out to Pat Hull's new record, St. Clair, which I have an advanced copy of, because he's asked me to write a review for it, which I'm like super pumped to do, but I kind of want to live with the record for a while. I hope it's not something he's going to be like wanting right away. I don't know if I have to write 500 words or what. And then I was listening to Amy Mann, her new record called Mental Illness, which is, if you ever want to know about how to do harmonies with your own voice, I think she's really perfected it. Her background, her harmonies, her, the way she does doubling, the way she does, the way that she puts, the way she spreads her voice around the center vocal, the way the notes that she chooses, the, you know, the, if she sings in fourths, the things that she does is just there. It's so specific and so smartly done. And I actually noticed that on Pat's record, Pat Hull's new record, he, I don't think he even realizes or knows about Amy Mann, but I do. And I see the similarities there big time. Just kind of really smooth, like a R&B, like you might imagine, like easy, smooth listening. Just really well, just tucked right in there. Just it, almost unnoticeable, actually. And just does nothing but throw feeling out at the right moments, for lack of a better word. Anyway, I'm here at the studio. It's late, and I just was up on a ladder and down from a ladder like God knows how many times. I set up 11 mics on the drums. 11. Apparently 11 is needed. Now that I know what to do, because I spent this whole past the pandemic here learning how to mix, now that I'm properly gating mics and doing that all myself, I know how to put a microphone where I want to put it. And so, yeah, I'm psyched. Now I'm all set up. I'm all set up to party. I used every single cord I have. I used all the mics I own. They're all on the drums. And now I just have to play them well. And it's January 27th, 2021 here. And I've got some stuff the next couple days I think I'm not going to be able to track right away. I don't think I'm going to be able to just go and play the parts that I need that are extra from the parts that are, I'm realizing this, that from the parts that are in the song already recorded, I think I need to do the whole song. And I don't know if I have time to do it the way I want to do it, since there is a beep, since I'm playing, I have to play to the click anyway. I'm going to give in to it. God, I hate playing to the click, man. Because normally what I do is I memorize my song really well and I just play the drums alone and then I build all the music around the drums. And then if I speed up and slow down, so be it. That's part of the vibe. But this one I gotta lock in. So I think I'm gonna do a scratch acoustic guitar, scratch vocal, and just like, I don't know, just try to perform it as well as I can to the click. Without losing any of the emotional power. So as I'm saying this right now, I realize I have to practice. I have to practice. So I'm not going to be able to record for a couple days. Okay, everybody. That's that for today. Got a lot done. Great day. I recorded all this stuff in earnest to put it out there. I'm not sure how I'm going to do all these process stories yet, but... right now I'm hunter-gatherer. I think maybe I'll put that stuff up in bits, maybe well-fashioned, well-edited bits. There's something a little bit dangerous about putting a demo up of an unfinished song and you're hearing me like write it at the same time, and it's that horrible, horrible vulnerability that why would I do that to myself kind of thing. But at the same time, I think somebody might find it interesting to see the lemons, you know? But it's like, hey, do I put that one out after I release the finished product? And then now it's like, oh, look at how bad this song is. It's like I'm showing all its warts after the fact. I don't know. I want to be really honest with everybody with the music. I think that's the thing I kind of want to, with all of these diary entries here that nobody's listening to. I want to make the process as important as the music, if that makes any sense.
Bye-bye. Say bye.